Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. As President Joe Biden rejects continued calls for him to leave the race, his campaign is hammering GOP rival Donald Trump for alleged affiliation with the Heritage Foundation's Project 2025, calling it a far-right playbook for an extreme and dangerous administration. Biden's campaign warns it would punish women who get an abortion, raise taxes on the middle class while giving handouts to billionaire donors, and slash Medicaid, Medicare, and Social Security. But Minnesota Republican Party Chairman David Hand contends those accusations are unfounded.
Donald Trump has demonstrated over the past number of years that he's his own man. He sets his own agenda. I've not seen any indication that there's any connection between the Trump campaign and that Project 2025.
Hand acknowledges the Heritage Foundation may have some ideas similar to what the president has talked about. Piggy Pals on a Stick, Afro Poppers, and Crab Boil Wings, just a few of the new foods you will find at the Minnesota State Fair this year. Fair spokeswoman Maria Hayden says there will be a total of 33 new foods and 6 vendors.
We love announcing our new foods. We love seeing what's new every year, but we know a lot of people come to the fair for their state fair staples. So you'll still be able to get your Pronto Pups, your footlong hot dogs, your Sweet Martha's cookies, your fried pickles, everything you know and love from the fair will be here, but we're excited to introduce these new innovative offerings as well.
For more information, head online to mnstatefair.org. Heavy rains and saturated soils continue to restrict access to fields throughout much of Minnesota. USDA's latest weekly crop report says there were fewer than 3 days suitable for fieldwork statewide, and livestock losses were reported due to flash flooding. Corn silking reached 4%, 5 days behind last year and 2 days behind the 5-year average. In other headlines, the temperature is expected to top 90 degrees for the first time this weekend in the Twin Cities, central and northern Minnesota. Melissa Dye of the National Weather Service.
I believe right now we've got highs in the mid-90s for places along the Buffalo Ridge, like Madison, Minnesota, far western there. As for the Twin Cities, we are looking at low to mid-90s, and our dew points will be on the way up as well, so it could feel fairly uncomfortable.
Dye says there will be highs in the 90s from the I-90 corridor up to the Canadian border on Sunday. A proposed measure to legalize recreational cannabis in North Dakota is one step closer to appearing on the November ballot. Organizers submitted a petition with 22,000 signatures Monday to the Secretary of State's office. And the city of Minneapolis officially submitted its bid last month to host the Sundance Film Festival in 2027. This is MNN.